Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I hope today you're resting in the truth that you are not the sum of the words that people spoke over you, especially those broken words, especially those words that really don't define you, but have been kind of haunting you over the years. And I just want you to be set free today. You are loved, cherished, beloved, set free, forgiven, made new. You are not the sum of those words. So please rest in that truth today. All right, I'm reading from Revelation, and this is, I'm in chapter 9 of the World English Bible. This is what it says. The fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from the sky which had fallen to the earth. The key to the pit of the abyss was given to him. He opened the pit of the abyss, and smoke went up out of the pit, like the smoke from a burning furnace. The sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke from the pit. Then out of the smoke came locusts on the earth. And power was given to them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were told that they should not hurt the grass on the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those people who don't have God's seal on their foreheads. They were given power not to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a person. In those days, people will seek death and will in no way find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared for war. On their heads were something like golden crowns, and their faces were like people's faces. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like those of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots or of many horses rushing to war. They have tails like those of scorpions and stings. In their tails, they have the power to harm men for 5 months. They have over them as king the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, there are still two woes coming after this. The sixth angel sounded. I heard a voice from the horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Free the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." The four angels were freed who had been prepared for that hour and day and month and year so that they might kill 1/3 of mankind. The number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. Thus I saw the horses in the vision and those who sat on them having breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow, and the horses' heads resembled lions' heads. Out of their mouths proceed fire, smoke, and sulfur. But these three plagues were 1/3 of mankind killed by the fire, the smoke, and the sulfur, which proceeded out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they harm. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues didn't repent of the works of their hands, that they wouldn't worship demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can't see, hear, or walk. They didn't repent of their murders, their sorceries, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for a clear warning of the end of time. And Lord, sometimes it does feel like we're in those days, but you promise to be with us and your Holy Spirit will never leave us, will never forsake us, will comfort us in all of our afflictions so that we can comfort those who have been afflicted with the comfort which we have received from you. And so I pray for comfort over my audience today, comfort them. And Lord, it also is a reminder to me of the importance of us praying for those who are far from you, because in this instance, we see extraordinary circumstances and extraordinary pain and trials and tribulations. And even after these trials and tribulations, these folks have not repented of their idolatry and their sexual immorality and their murders and their thefts and all the things that they are a part of. And so, Lord, in light of that, we lift up those people in our lives who are far from you. We fear this could happen to them, and maybe not in this dramatic fashion, but Lord, I know there's been many times in my life where I've seen people who are far from you, and I'll think to myself, okay, they've had this really horrible trial. This will surely wake them up, and then they just go from bad to worse. So Lord, today, I pray that instead of that, that they would repent, that they would find you. Lord, please chase after our loved ones who don't know you. We long to see them reconciled with you. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review. And you can even just do like stars if you want, if you don't feel like writing. But one or two sentences is super helpful wherever you're listening to this podcast. And we also have a Pray Every Day app that's absolutely free. You can find it on Google Play or iTunes. And you'll also receive a daily devotional that's written, as well as get alerted every day that the prayer has been uploaded. So anyway, I hope that helps. And I hope you have an amazing day.